Okay, we're back here in suburban Milwaukee. Basketball today, Bryant Stratton, the opponent, the Bay College Norse, and our player spotlight today is Dondre Yohe, the pride of Ishpeming High School. How's it going, man?
Good. Little laid-back bus trip. Just a little cold, to say the least. Hey, Jack.
Yeah, we should describe everybody. We took a party bus, but it wasn't much of a party.
Definitely wasn't a party. It was about 45, 46 degrees on the whole bus ride down. We stopped in just right outside of Green Bay to be able to get, you know, some stuff, and the bus driver needed to fill gas, and almost everybody bought toe warmers and hand warmers for the rest of the ride back.
Yeah, that gas station made a few dollars off of us, and we weren't even a hockey team.
I know, right? It was definitely much needed. Most of us are at least not totally dying from hypothermia.
Inside this gym now, I can start to feel my toes a little bit in my shoes here.
Yeah, definitely. I'm still not wearing my shoes at the moment. Just wearing my braces and my socks, but I'm slowly getting my feeling back.
Yeah, no heat on the bus, although he did get it to work a little bit at the end of the trip.
Oh, definitely. Just somehow started to work, I guess.
Well, hopefully it works on the way home when the temperature outside is like 15 below.
You never know, especially with Wisconsin weather. It's pretty similar to UP weather, but definitely the UP gives a little bite to it.
Well, I know we're stopping at another gas station, so I might pick up some of them toe warmers too, you know?
I'll definitely get a couple more myself too.
So I started the interview off by saying this here is pretty boy.
Oh, not too pretty right now, but maybe in a couple hours I'll be smiling.
Well, we like to give you a hard time. This has been a tough year for you, though, hasn't it, in a lot of ways?
Yeah, definitely. Coming out of the gate, I had a sprained PCL to start the year, missed the first week of practice, so I was already behind the eight ball a little bit. And then, you know, a month and a half into the season, I had a broken ankle, sat out at least 13, 14 games, and now I'm just still trying to get back into shape, trying to find my role in the rotation.
Describe a little bit of how physical therapy works, and you know, you obviously don't want to re-injure, but you have to test it. You have to make it start to do the things that it's supposed to do, right?
Oh, definitely. And one of the hugest things for me over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years with a couple of my knee surgeries and, you know, a couple of my broken ankles is that you really need to stay tuned with your body. If your body tells you to stop, you got to stop. And that wear and tear of a college basketball season, you have to really take care of your body, go to whatever trainers, physical therapists that you have on campus or just around the area to be able to just keep yourself in as best a shape as possible.
So you have become close friends with Brad.
Oh, very close friends with Brad. I actually, he stretched me out last night at the Gladstone Menominee game. So we've developed a good relationship, and as well as Jaron too. So they've helped me a lot throughout this whole process and still do to this day with anything that I need.
There are some guys who can probably play all 2 years here and never need any of Brad or Jaron's services.
Yeah, definitely, and props to them. They, you know, some are a little bit more fortunate than others, but most of the time, you know, I do see a couple of us, most notably like Luke Mattson, and Zoe comes in once in a while to get some treatment, but, you know, the people that don't have to need anything for not being injured, you know, props to them.
Yeah, well, that's what they're there for, though. That's why we have that contract with OSF, and the guys put in a lot of time to help you guys out.
Oh, definitely. And a quick shout out to OSF St. Francis Hospital in Escanaba. They first told me about my ankle injury, and you know, at first I thought it was a sprain. I was definitely going to play right away, but I'm glad that I got the help that I needed in a really quick and timely manner.
So do you feel your back yet?
It's hard to say for me, but I definitely think I'm on the right track. My ankle hasn't really given me any problems. It's just pretty much getting back into shape, getting used to the speed again. That Lake State game definitely helped me out a lot with getting used to at least a little bit of the college speed again. So the main thing that I just want to get back into is just getting back into shape and getting back into the rotation and doing stuff that I need to do to help this team win.
All right, and well, you came back at the right time because we're getting into the stretch drive here, hey?
Oh, definitely. We got We only got one region game left, but we do have a really tough schedule. Bryan Ashatton's a very great team, well-storied program in the state of Wisconsin for junior college. And along with, we have Harry Truman at the end of the year, Go Giebic, and UW-Marinette coming up on Monday as well.
And that'll be another rivalry game there with some of the boys that you know really well from across the UP.
Oh, definitely. And I'm really excited to see Preston Lauger again and actually go ahead and play against him possibly. I've heard he's been doing very well. I talk to him on a pretty regular basis whenever I can. And Jordan Janoski as well. I see him every once in a while when I'm out in Kearney or Bark River at some open gyms.
Okay, so, well, what are you studying here at Bay College, first of all?
I'm currently studying elementary education. My focus is currently in social studies, but that's subject to change because I'm still not sure if I want to stay in the elementary route. But my hope is to get a bachelor's in that and pursue a master's degree in elementary administration.
Well, so do you want to be a principal or do you want to be a teacher?
I would rather be a principal because I really like the business side of teaching, and I like to like make sure that the teachers get the maximum amount of profit that they do because they really do deserve it. But I'm not totally opposed to teaching. I think it's a great profession, and you change a lot of lives doing that.
All right. Well, I'll let you give a shout-out to anyone you think may be listening today. A lot of shout-outs. A lot of people want that golden thank you and hey there from Dondre Yohe.
Oh, yeah, totally. I would just like to say a shout-out to my mom. You know, hope everything's going well. I'd like to give a shout-out to my grandparents, Bob and Judy. I know they'll be listening today. I'd like to give a shout-out to my Uncle Greg, my Aunt Jenny, my Uncle Mark, all of them that are around the Green Bay area. Hopefully they're listening. And I would like to give a shout-out to my brother as well. Hopefully your season's going well. And good luck on Wednesday against Negaunee, I believe.
Ah, yes, that big matchup there, the Miners and the Hematites, eh?
Oh, definitely. A lot of storied matchups, a lot of different variations of it from, Tyler Jander and Eric Laurie versus Ozzy and Alex Briones to, let's say, last year with Jason Jackson and Drew against my brother Hart and myself. They're very emotional matchups and extremely competitive matchups. No matter how much more talented either team is, it's always going to go down to the wire.
Well, let's have an emotional matchup today. Let's get a win against these guys. This is a tough place to play and a tough opponent, man.
It's an extremely tough opponent, and I'm really excited to go out there and give it all I got.
All right, good luck, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.